Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Mem Aleph. We're still looking at Siman Aleph, and we just left off with this last thought of that idea of having in Beferish in mind that benching should cover for the Aleph Geffen. So Beshem, we will talk about this more by Riches when we get to the lachas of Bracha Achrona. But this interesting question is, if a person would bench instead of saying the correct Bracha Achrona, would he be Yotze? So a person is supposed to say Brena Foshas, and by mistake he forgot, thought that he washed, and he benched. So would he be Yotze with the benching with the chi of the say Brena Foshas? So the Chorus of Kalvachomer, like benching is like 10 times better than Brena Foshas. Well, the actual law is that he's not Yotze. There are specific foods which Chazal said you could be Yotze with benching in place of saying the proper Bracha Achrona. Those are only foods which are considered mazon, that they are foods which tend to give the person their sustenance. They give them a feeling of feeling full, and they are able to sustain the person. So, interestingly enough, we assume it applies to mazonis. That's not clear in Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah has a strong argument that applies to mazonis, possibly kisnin, and possibly we actually follow the minhag to other mazonis as well, what's called maaseh kedeira. Possibly kisnin are bread-like type of mazonis. That's cake, cookies, crackers, etc. Maaseh kedeira is referring to, let's say, something like oatmeal, pasta, etc. So there are lachas in many ways are not similar. Their lachas are different. Possibly kisnin is considered in some ways to be like bread, so a benching will cover it. Maaseh kedeira, it's not so clear that it's covered. The maaseh, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that it covers it. But where it does say beferish in halacha that it covers tamarim, dates. Dates give a person a very strong feeling of feeling full, etc. The Gemara says that dates tamarim are zayin, they give a person sustenance. Therefore, hazanah seilom kolobetivo is a valid bracha. Instead of saying Allah eats, so pure eats, he benched instead of biyotze. And wine, interestingly enough, the Gemara says in regards to wine as well, tends, the Gemara says a little bit, makes you hungry. But when you have more than that, it tends to be Zion, it tends to actually fill you. And it gives a person a feeling of being satiated. People which are drunk don't eat that much. Therefore, benching will work in place of Aleph Geffen. But that's now, if a person, all he had was wine and he benched instead, clearly he's saying it on the wine, so he's Yotze. But if a person didn't have that in mind and he was benching for the food that he ate, the bread that he ate, well, we argue that the benching covers the wine as well. So the Bir Lacha says that no, that's only true if you have in mind that it should cover it. So we're using that Din Bidi Eved over here. L'chav Chila was saying, since I'm not sure whether the wine is covered, I can't make an Aleph Geffen Mesophic. So let me at least have in mind by the benching that it should cover the wine. And so I'll be able to be Yotze with the benching Matkiv of Aleph Geffen. So we gave three options of what to do. The easiest, obviously, is to drink some wine during the meal. And then the person will automatically, the benching will cover the wine of Kiddush as well. The second option is to bench on a kais, and the Aleph Geffen will cover the wine from before the meal. And he didn't drink any wine. He drank wine from Kiddush and no wine during the meal. And the third option is to have Kavanah Beferish. Now, what about a case of Havdalah? Kiddush is clearly a halacha, and it's to be understood as the introduction to the meal. Now, there's a halacha you can't eat till you make Havdalah. In that sense, Havdalah is Sarach HaSuda. But Havdalah was not niskan to be introduction to a meal. Havdalah is a chiddush Havdalah. And Chazal didn't allow you to eat until you say Havdalah. Whereas it's not proper to say the following sentence. There is a chiddush to say Kiddush, and you can't eat until you say Kiddush. So it comes out the reason why you're saying Kiddush, the Kiddush and the meal have no shaykh to each other. It's just Echadim Zabalm. No, Kiddush was understood to be said in conjunction with the meal. Whereas Havdalah was not understood to be in conjunction with the meal. But on the other hand, Havdalah is necessary to be able to have a meal. So there is an element of Sarach HaSuda by Abdullah as well. So the Pasha's assumption by the Poskim is, by case of Abdullah, a person should say Ala Geffen on the wine. Now, if he plans to have Abdullah and immediately have a meal and have wine during the meal, and he has in mind when he says Ala Geffen, says Brepia Goffin for the wine during the meal, then it's Pasha, that's this din, that it's covering both things, and then the wine before and the wine during, and then benching will cover it. But if you're not going to be having any wine during the meal, even if you have your Malav HaMalka immediately after Abdullah, so it would be preferable to say an Ala Geffen on the Havdalah on its own, not to rely on using benching for that purpose. Okay, tomorrow we will go on to the Siman Beis. Meanwhile, have a good day.